This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another potential downgrade in Europe, but this time it's a big one.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. While European leaders try and reach a deal to rescue the Eurozone by the end of this week, Moody's has made things a little more challenging. The ratings agency is warning it may place the golden AAA credit rating of France in position for a downgrade. For more, we go to reporter Christopher Wirth, who joins us now from the Marketplace European desk in London. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, Chris, France is one of the Eurozone's biggest and maybe you could say strongest economies. Why has Moody's issued this warning?
Well, I'm glad you said the word warning because, you know, this isn't a downgrade yet. It's a warning. And it all has to do with this big European bailout that's being hammered out this week in Europe. The issue is what to do with Greek debt. Any solution to this Eurozone debt crisis is going to involve writing down a good share of that bad Greek debt. And that's going to have a negative impact on the banks that hold it. I spoke with Philip White at the Center for European Reform, and he says, to a large part, Moody's warning is based on the fact that French banks will take a big hit in this.
French banks have large exposures, not just to Greece, but also to Spain and Italy. So, and of course, the numbers for the Spain and Italy are much larger than they are for Greece.
So French banks have a problem here. Chris, how important is a rating agency like Moody's as Europe deals with this crisis?
Well, Jeremy, I mean, the opinion of rating agencies is going to be very important in all this because it's the rating agencies that these countries have to please in the end. So a rating agency stepping up with a warning like this will certainly give the French the incentive to mold the outline of this deal in the country's favor. I mean, any kind of negative warning or downgrade will raise borrowing costs, and that's the last thing these European countries want.
Christopher Wirth in London. Thanks, Christopher.
Hey, thanks.
Well, now to the news this week here in this country that the home improvement company Lowe's will close 20 underperforming stores. That's a perfect example of the effect the weak housing market is having on what's called the commercial real estate market. That includes things like apartment buildings, malls, office towers, and of course, big box stores like Lowe's. Hessam Nagy watches the market for Marcus and Millichap Real Estate Investment Services, and he joins me now in the studio to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are a guy that watches the commercial real estate market all the time. What keeps you up at night?
The biggest risk is if we have more than a stagnation in the economy. I think we're going to dodge a recession, but if there's another shock that results in large volumes of job losses, we can see the occupancy levels start to go back down again. This is very unlikely. I think the worst of it is over, but that is the biggest risk.
But employment here in the U.S. is a bigger concern for you than, say, the debt crisis in Europe.
They're both important because we are in a global economy, and the debt crisis in Europe, if it's going through a contagion, could harm the recovery here in the U.S. But to me, the fundamentals of commercial real estate in the U.S. are the most important, and that's driven by jobs.
If you think about the sort of era of malls that we've had in the United States when they were being built big time, is that something that we're going to see going forward, or have we sort of changed our culture a little bit and we're not going to see that so much anymore?
Online sales are the fastest category of retail sales in the U.S. And because of that, the use of brick-and-mortar shopping centers and other types of retail is being reinvented and challenged. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while before property owners find new demand for the spaces that are being emptied.
Are the office towers in cities like Nashville and Detroit, are they filling up again, or do we still have a lot of empty floors?
We still have a lot of empty floors, and even though in the last 12 months we've added close to 550,000 business service jobs, the demand for office space is going to trail the improvement in jobs because companies have a lot of excess space. It's going to take about 2 years to burn through that excess space before we see a true recovery in the office sector.
Hessam Nagy, Managing Director at Marcus and Millichap Real Estate Investment Services. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across the world this morning, more than 4% lower in Hong Kong right now, after China said its economy only grew at a rate of, get this, 9.1% last quarter. Amazingly, that was the slowest growth in China in more than 2 years. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 247 points, or a little more than 2%, to close at 11,397.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Now to the National Basketball Association lockout. Players and owners will meet again today and try to reach a deal on how to divvy up revenue. The NBA is already canceling the first 2 weeks of the season because of the ongoing lockout. But now, as Sally Herships reports, the league may have to cancel games all the way through Christmas.
Fun sports fact of the day. BRI stands for Basketball Related Income. Yearly BRI is about $4 billion. That's how much the NBA generates in revenues when it's playing.
The owners claim that they've been losing around $300 million a year in the aggregate, putting all 30 teams together.
Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College. He says players don't believe the owners' numbers. The first 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled. But Christmas time is key because
football is about to fade out and basketball is about to take over as the major professional sport.
If you're a team owner or a player, tis the season to sell jerseys and fill luxury boxes. So does everyone lose if games aren't played?
The teams that generate profits will suffer. The reputation and the brand of the NBA will suffer.
And businesses connected to basketball will suffer. But Zimbala says local economies overall won't. Consumers will spend their entertainment dollars elsewhere. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, to some drama at one of the final matches at the World Scrabble Championship. The letter G went missing, and one of the players asked authorities to take another player to the bathroom to strip search him for it. They did not carry out the search, but the accused did win by 1 point. No word from the accuser. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Standardized testing. Love it or hate it, it's part of the curriculum. But what happens now that teachers have skin in the game?
A bunch of students had left a number of questions blank. And then they all, on the last seven questions of the exam, had given the exact same answers. It certainly looked like someone else had maybe filled in the answers for them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, another installment of Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.